Hello guys. It is not just a rainbow podcast with Catherine. Today I am gonna cover another question about sex and relationships. TikTok might act all uptight about naughty stuff and swear words, but let's be real, it can get pretty freaky. From the start, folks have been finding sneaky ways to talk about their kinks, BDSM, and all things sexy. But there's this new thing called free use that's getting a lot of buzz lately, and it doesn't need any sneaky tricks to talk about it. Basically, a free use fetish is when someone wants to be used for sex by their partner whenever and wherever. It used to be seen as a niche thing, but now there's a ton of content about it. There are NSFW subreddits with lots of members and TikToks getting millions of views about it. Some people think these communities and videos help make the kink more accepted, but others don't agree. Basically, in a free use relationship, one person can just jump in and have sex whenever they want without asking or getting all the sexy stuff beforehand. It's like giving up control to your partner, so you don't have to worry about making decisions. Just like with any other kink, how this whole situation goes down will vary depending on what everyone involved is comfortable with. While some might like the idea of being available for anything anytime, most people set some ground rules to keep things in check. Isabel Cohn pointed out in Mel in 2021 that the free use fetish is usually kept within the home and comes with restrictions like no fooling around while doing chores or working. Plus, both people have the right to say no if they're not feeling it. Some people get off on never saying no and letting others use them however they want. This is what fuels the kinky side of things. And these desires have sparked a lot of debate on social media about free use and whether it's okay or not. In the past couple of weeks, there have been tons of videos blowing up about free use. One video with over 2 million views shows a girl jamming out to music with the text "me a few years ago, thinking I like it just a little bit more rough." Then out of nowhere, the words "free use" pop up on the screen, revealing a hidden kink. Another video with 300,000 views has a girl lip-syncing to audio about her guy not free using her enough during sundress season. The top comment on that video is like, "How did I end up on this side of TikTok? This is the fourth video in the past 30 min." With these TikTok videos getting super popular, now people are talking about it on Twitter too. One tweet is like, "Why are we all into this yassification of rape stuff?" But most people who are into it would say it's all consensual and not actually about rape. Some might compare it to consensual non-consent, which is about rape themes, but that's not the same as free use. On the free use subreddit, a lot of the content is posted by the women themselves, and they seem totally into it. Like, they might be playing video games while getting it on, but it's all good vibes, no non-consensual stuff happening. Going from gaming to sex without any drama is the whole idea. Instead of being hesitant, the vibe of free use seems to be more like boredom. This whole TikTok trend and how people are talking about it definitely deserves some criticism. It can be kind of sketchy when it comes to objectifying people and not respecting consent, especially when it's all over a platform where a lot of teenagers are hanging out. There was this one screenshot going around on Twitter where a woman was talking about this free use thing, saying she always has to say yes to her future husband, even if she's not feeling it. It's probably just a joke, but not really a funny one, considering how messed up the whole idea of free use can be, especially when you think about how many women actually experience marital rape. On TikTok, people talk about fetishes without really talking about consent. Just like in any BDSM relationship or sex in general, communication is key, and that's missing in these short clips that glamorize it. They're not showing the full picture, just the scandalous bits. And most of the time, the person posting is just trying to promote their OnlyFans quietly by posting these quick and provocative videos. In simple terms, people are sharing their personal kinks on TikTok just to get attention. But the whole point of having a kink like free use is that it's supposed to be taboo and naughty. When it's posted online for everyone to see, it loses that edge and just becomes a boring spectacle. It's not as exciting when it's turned into a topic for Twitter arguments. I hope you really like my podcast. Don't hesitate to share Not Just a Rainbow with your friends and ask them to subscribe. I love you all. See you. Bye-bye.